We say this every year, but this time just flies by so fast, especially in the nice weather months. It just seemed like the other day we were celebrating Memorial Day and, of course, then 4th of July, and now all of a sudden here we are. It's county fair season already. And, in fact, we'll have our first of our round of fair broadcasts for the summer from local county fairs coming up this afternoon, just shortly after 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air from up in Harlan at the Shelby County Fair. They're always one of the earlier fairs here in this area, and they've kind of gotten some things started with some judging activities and stuff already, but we're going to be up there broadcasting the next couple, 3 days, actually, today and then tomorrow and again on Friday afternoon from a little after 1 until 2 o'clock. And we'll be sharing with you a lot of the different stories and things that are going on and what have you. But what we tend to do most oftentimes with those broadcasts is to sit and visit with a number of the youngsters who are involved. And that's pretty much what County Fair is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the youth of the area. They get a chance to show off some of the projects and things that they've worked on, bring their animals to fair and show off their knowledge of all these different types of things that they've been working with and working on for such a good long time, whether they're involved in 4-H or FFA, or in some cases there are some open fairs around the area too. But no matter what they're involved in and what their projects are, they're very proud of them. They bring them back to fair, and it's their opportunity to show off their talents and, in some cases, especially with those livestock entries, make a little profit, too, so they can start that college fund rolling forward. County fairs are very important, of course, and have been for a very long time in our area, but also because of that little profit thing that goes on, the little premiums that they make off of those animals. It's, like I say, in a lot of cases, that's the start of the college fund that gets rolling for these kids. So it's an opportunity for them to, as I say, show off, but also turn that money over. So they really do need local support from a lot of folks. And I know it's getting more and more difficult in some of those areas to make sure that they can have not just good fairs, but good sales at the end of the weeks as well when they have the county fairs in the different areas. It's just getting very difficult to find folks to get out there and to bid. The packers sometimes have schedules that don't mix with different counties and things, and it's difficult to get the right folks out there. And it sounds like grandma and grandpa are becoming more and more important at county fairs when it comes time for the sales. But we hope we can continue to get some good support from area businesses and the individuals, family members, of course, too, but also those in the industry to help out those youngsters and make sure that those traditions stay strong and those kids get a chance to use that experience and then the money that's derived from that experience also to continue their education down the road. So wherever you happen to live, hope you get a chance to get out and support those youngsters at their county fairs, and not just during the course of by checking things out, but if you so desire to help out financially, maybe sit through one of those auctions too and see if you can help out. If you're not sure how those auctions work, usually just go ahead and ask any of those guys in the ring, because they want you to participate and they want you to understand what you're doing. Nobody's trying to buffalo anybody out there and try to squeeze them into a purchase that they really didn't want. They want you to be satisfied, so you keep coming back, and they want you to be able to have the opportunity to help these kids out, too. So hope you get a chance to get out and help support some of those things that are going on here very, very soon. And as I say, in fact, already started in some areas. Shelby County, as I mentioned, today from 1 till 2, we'll be up there at the county fair in Shelby County. The Shelby County Fairgrounds in Harlan, always a pretty good sight. Sits kind of low, so we don't always get the greatest of breezes there, which gives you that kind of county fair feeling. Isn't this, although yesterday was a little cooler than what we'd experienced, when you start to get these hot, humid days where it just doesn't seem like there's much breeze and it kind of feels like you're just in that pot of boiling water almost, it starts to kind of feel like county fair. That's the time of the year that we're sitting in right now. So it's a good time to get out and do all those kinds of things, but make sure you keep the concession stand within your sight at all times. You don't want to wander too far away from that, because you know you might need that extra glass of lemonade somewhere to kind of keep you going. Well, some of the things that they have going on today, they'll have all kinds of different entries and things going on today. But tonight, you know, a lot of folks look forward to the entertainment that they get during county fairs. You know, we hear that all the time in small towns around the region that, oh, gee, there's just nothing to do here. You know, there's never anything going on. No good entertainment. Well, you know, county fair time, we've got a lot of folks that sit on local boards that put together a lot of opportunities for you to get out and enjoy different types of entertainment, you know, whether you enjoy music or, you know, it might be a myriad of other things. It might be something that the kids are involved in. It might be some sort of tractor pulling or those types of situations, all kinds of different types of entertainment for you to enjoy, bull rides and things. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are all kinds of different things to see. In Harlan tonight, they've got a tractor pull at the grandstand at the Shelby County Fair. Tomorrow, they'll have the crowning of their fair queen, and their Hall of Fame recognition is kind of one of their key things. They have a fair parade there in Shelby County, too. It's one of their traditions. We don't see that in very many other counties, but they always have a parade as part of their fair kickoff activities as well. That'll be coming up tomorrow night. And then on Friday night, their key entertainment will be the band Traveling Light. So you're getting a little bit of a lot of different types of things there, too. And then they'll have auto races also coming up on Saturday night at the Shelby County Fair before they finish up with a youth dance then on Monday night. So lots of things going on during the course of the week that folks can enjoy. And we start to look at some of the other fairs around the area too. Adair County Fair, Audubon County Fair, East Pottawatomie County Fair, those things will be getting into full swing later on toward this weekend and then heavy into next week. And in fact, we'll be broadcasting at all three of those fairs for 3 days coming up next weekend. As we take a look at what they're doing. But you know, you look at the Adair County Fair, and their traditions revolve around their grandstand area. They like to have, they've got mud bogs. They've got the demolition derby is really popular. You don't see a lot of that anymore. You used to see quite a bit of that, but that's one of their traditions is the demolition derby. And they have all kinds of things going on there, too, around their grandstand area. And then, of course, here in Cass County, one of the traditions recently, over the last several years, they've had the Thursday night bull ride, which has become quite popular, actually. So popular, in fact, they had another bull ride here just last month with the Cord McCoy PBR Challenge, and that was well attended also. I wasn't in town that particular weekend to enjoy that, but I've talked to some folks who've been there, and they say, yeah, it was a terrific crowd. Had real good success with that. An enthusiastic crowd. It was a good show, and that's kind of what you expect. These are mostly all professionals that that come in to do these different types of activities and events and things. So hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of those things. Just remember, a lot of people spend a lot of time putting those things together. Now, they're not all free. In some cases, Cass County happens to be free. That's one of the traditions here, is it's a free fair. So whether it's the bull ride or anything else that you want to enjoy, you just come on in, sit down, and enjoy the night. All they ask is that, you know, if you're hungry, visit the food stand, because, you know, that's what kind of helps support things. Now, in other locations, there are some fees and stuff often with some of the different activities and events that might go on, especially the evening entertainment. So, but still, the fees are very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Last few weekends, two of the last three weekends, we were at ballparks, major league ballparks. With major league prices, by the
way.
Not
reasonable.
Not so much. You know, it depends upon what you enjoy. You know, if that's what you enjoy, that's fine. But, you know, when you start talking about $8 for a hot dog and whatever else, you know, I mean, think of what kind of a county fair we could have around here if we charge those prices for food. But, you know, that's not reasonable. We can't do that for these types of things. That's one of the things about that. And I know folks sometimes think, gee whiz, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money when I go there. You know, not really. Mm. Not really. You can bring the family out and really put together a reasonable night of entertainment and good food for a very, very good price when you consider what it would cost to do a lot of other things, you know, just by traveling a little bit further. So use the resources, I guess what I'm saying. Use the resources we have locally. And a lot of folks locally did put a lot of time and effort into putting together good slates of events and things. Whether it's the county fair or any other festivities, activities, and things that are going on, sure hope you do get a chance to get out with the family. Family and friends, that's always the important part of it. Take the family and friends out and just have a good day, good evening, whatever. Enjoy some good food and help to support so that next year they can continue to keep the traditions alive. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds hot, too. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Always hot at fair time.
It just is. You know, sweating's not a bad thing. The good Lord gave us sweat glands for a reason. It's not the worst thing in the world. Just, you know, go with it. Because everyone else around you is doing it, too, you know. But like I say, that's why lemonade is so refreshing. Yeah. Figure out a way to enjoy it.